Good afternoon, everybody. This is our 100th devotional, if my records are correct. And we really appreciate you giving of your time over the last number of months to be with us. And it may be that over the next couple of days, we'll finish up the devotionals. Things are getting back to a little bit normality. Things are getting busy, but we'll see what the next couple of days brings. Also, there's been a few technical hitches as well. I just thought with this being the 100th devotional, I would look very briefly at the 100th Psalm. So I'll just read this lovely psalm. Psalm 100 is a psalm of praise. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." The old 100th is one of the most well known of all psalms, and certainly as far as church worship down through the years has been concerned, along with Psalm 23, Psalm 100, the old 100, figures highly in the worship of the church. It's a song or a psalm of thanksgiving and praise. And we can look back over our life's journey. We can look back to the moment whenever many of us were converted and found Christ as Saviour. We can think over the years, over the last number of months as well. And we can look back with thanksgiving and with praise and with worship. But one of the salient features of this psalm is the reality and the opportunity and the privilege of public worship. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. You know, if the Bible teaches anything, New Testament or Old Testament, it teaches of the great value of public worship. Right from Genesis through to Revelation, God puts a great emphasis on public worship. The Bible says he loves the gates of Zion more than all of the dwellings of Jacob. And that just means he loves whenever his people assemble together, more even than private worship. God loves it whenever his name is honoured and worshipped publicly. In the Old Testament economy, at the tabernacle, then the temple, the gates were the place of public assembly. All of the tribes of Israel in the wilderness pitched their tents towards the tabernacle, towards the dwelling place of God. They met, yes, within their tents, but they loved to assemble at the gates. And God loves the gates of Zion more than the dwellings of Jacob. But then going into the New Testament, Paul wrote to local churches. Peter wrote to believers, and John wrote to believers, assembling together in the public place. The custom of the Lord Jesus Christ was on the Sabbath day to go to the synagogue, and then on the day of Pentecost they were assembled together in the upper room, and then whenever they went out to preach and God moved mightily, the Bible says upwards of 3,000 souls were saved, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and of prayers. Churches are beginning to open again. And if you're fit and well, we encourage you to join God's people for public worship, especially whenever things are safe to do so. So important to worship God publicly. You know, there's a terrible culture in our land amongst professing Christians that you don't need to go to church to be a Christian. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian, but if you're a child of God, you'll want to meet with God's people. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and of prayers. The apostle Paul said, "We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is." The psalmist said, "I was glad when they said to me, let's go up to the house of the Lord." And here in Psalm 100, enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. This was a favourite psalm of John Wesley. And John Wesley said, "Nothing is more unchristian than a solitary Christian." Nothing is more unchristian than a solitary Christian. What he's saying is, if you do not have a desire to worship the Lord with other believers, you need to call into question whether you're really a Christian or not. Let's worship the Lord together. And let's meet together for prayer, for worship, to sit around his word, apply the means of grace. What a testimony it is to the world whenever God's people love to publicly worship God. his worthy name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, and then one day in the great glory, we'll go sweeping through the gates of the New Jerusalem, washed in the blood of the Lamb, with thanksgiving to Christ and with praise to his worthy name. God bless you all. Thank you for listening.